You're listening to DraftKings Network.
Think you know the Brooks Ghost? Think again. Introducing the all-new, better-than-ever Ghost 16. Now with nitrogen-infused cushioning for lightweight, supreme softness that feels good every step, every street, every single day. So go ahead, take your daily joyride in the all-new nitrogen-infused Ghost 16. It'll turn your everyday miles into everyday endorphins. Let's run there. Head to brooksrunning.com to learn more.
Now's a good time to remember where the story of tequila started. In 1795, the first tequila distillery was opened by the Cuervo family. And 229 years later, Cuervo is still going strong. Family owned from the start, same family, same land. Now's a good time to enjoy Cuervo, the tequila that invented tequila. Go to Cuervo.com to shop tequila or visit a store near you. Cuervo, now's a good time.
Trademarks owned by Becle, SAB, the CV. Copyright 2024, Proximo. Jersey City, New Jersey, please drink responsibly.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
There's a lot of stuff that we didn't get to on today's show. Hopefully some of it will be found in Funniest Thing from the Sports Weekend, which is coming up in a second. But before that, Stugat Shalice Mansa-Young of Yahoo Sports reports the Bills are 5-3, and a closer look at their five wins makes one wonder if they were paper tigers all along. Their victories have come against Miami twice, the Washington football team, Houston, and Kansas City. Those opponents' combined record as Sunday began was 8-24. They looked terrible yesterday. Chris Sims told you on God Bless Football that something is wrong with the Bills' offense, even though they came into yesterday's game averaging 33 points a game while the Jags were allowing 29 points a game. And what happened yesterday still doesn't make sense with those numbers.
Sims is so good at this. You could tell he invested time in watching film. And while they were putting up 32 points per game, he kept, for the last 2 weeks, he's told me and Billy, like, something is off there with that offense in its entirety, where they should be scoring more. Things aren't coming as easily as they did a year ago. They're not playing very good teams. And he actually said 2 weeks ago, they're going to have a game here where it's not going to look pretty. They won't put up a lot of points and everyone's going to be shocked. And I guess yesterday was that game. It just hasn't come as easily as it did a year ago for Josh Allen and the Bills.
Whittingham, did you feel for the announcers yesterday on having Josh Allen's on both sides of the ball? Because they were going to try to get around that by just doing Josh Allen of the Bills as Josh, trying to do it that way. So this is an actual transcript from the game yesterday. Imagine doing this on the radio. Pressure coming again. Josh in trouble. Gets rid of it. Fires it down the middle. Picked off. Intercepted by Josh Allen. Josh Allen of the Bills is picked off by Josh Allen of the Jags. Josh Allen of the Bills threw a horrible pass under pressure again, and Josh Allen of the Jaguars was sitting there and waiting for it.
Sounds awesome. It sounds like a ton of fun. As a broadcast, you're just like always saying the name and the name of the team as well in order to clarify it. Sounds like a good deal of fun.
We can all agree, though, that wasn't as fun as Scott Hansen thought it was.
No.
Huh. I mean, come on. Like, again, he's got to sell everything, but it just seemed like he's going to get excited
Josh
for everything.
Josh Allen's sack was the one he got. I think that was the first thing that happened. He was simply delighted by Josh Allen sacking Josh Allen. Was he as delighted when Cooper Rush threw to Amari Cooper last week, becoming the first touchdown ever in the NFL from a first name of Cooper to a last name of Cooper, or a first name of somebody to a surname that was the same?
He wasn't as excited for that because the red zone was off the air, but this was the first time we'd ever seen anything like that. And Scott Hansen, Siciliano was more my vibe. I like Scott Hansen. He's a great host. He's super polished. I think maybe too polished, because Scott Hansen is the guy that likes to say, "We're having fun," while you're having fun, which is always just like, Like, kind of weird. We're just having some fun here.
When you're having fun, you don't need to tell me that you're having fun.
You know, we like to have fun. Yeah, we like to have fun here at the Red Zone. I'm like, let's just have the fun.
Right.
Don't tell me we're having fun.
It'd be weird if you came up to me at Moss and were like, I'm having fun.
Yeah, be we're like, having fun here, right? We're having fun.
Guillermo, put it on the poll at Lebatard Show, please. Are you wary of the guy who is telling you that we're having fun as you're having fun? Who feels the need to say it?
I'm also not that impressed with these two Josh Allens doing things to each other during the game. Find me two Jessica Smetanas doing something in an NFL game, then I'm impressed. They're just like two common names.
It is a common name.
Then why has it never happened before?
Wow.
If it's so
did.
Common. Yeah, for the first time ever. For the first time ever.
Mm-hmm.
You don't get super excited when you see something happen for the first time ever. That's why I'm super into Scorigami and these weird NFL oddities, because it's just, I've witnessed history.
That's how you live in the now, Michael.
Yeah.
I'm impressed.
Proud of you.
When you say first time ever, I've never before heard what I believe to be a first time ever stringing together of words, which is Mike Ryan saying, if you aren't spending most of your weeknights watching the Edmonton Oilers, you're wasting your life.
Well, I feel like you guys already took a bulk of the Edmonton Oiler talk today, because apparently I'm not the only one that's super in to the Edmonton Oilers. That attack is electric. If you give that team a power play, it's an automatic point. Doesn't matter. And Connor McDavid, who is a transcendent star in that, I tell you he is, and I'm probably introducing you to much of our audience right now, but you have to watch this guy. He is the best player in hockey right now, and he doesn't even have the most points on his team. They are so good. And I'm not sure where the decision was made to give them orange jerseys, but I like it. I love the orange jerseys at home.
Mike, hockey zealots were coming out and saying, if you watch McDavid on a daily basis, that goal, while great, would not be that surprising.
He's the fastest.
I mean, come on.
He's
I know. I hate that.
That goal was special. That goal was special. But what was so cool about that goal, given... I don't know if in the highlight you noticed the game situation at the time. He was just like, okay, I'm just going to be the best player. And I love it when best players decide they're going to be the best player. He put the team on his shoulders, and he scored a goal because they needed the goal in that moment, and he went through four guys to do it. He is electric. Also electric, by the way, make sure you watch Cole Sillinger of the Columbus Blue Jackets. He's 18 years old, and he's going to be right up there with Connor McDavid.
Does Connor McDavid wish he was more famous? Like, does a guy like that wish he could? Because I feel like he can walk a lot of places. Maybe not in Edmonton, but like around.
He can't. No.
I mean, in America, though, I feel like
he can walk through a mall anywhere in South Florida without a whole lot of people bothering.
And do you think that? Because that's got to be pretty cool to be somebody who's like the best in your sport, but you still get that anonymity.
That's a tough word for you too. Yeah. Maybe Jessica can help you there.
Solidarity.
Let's have an anonymity off.
Anonymity.
Wow. Anonymity.
Wow.
Anonymity. Oh,
that's not even how you say it. You can't just say it a different way in a British accent. That's not right.
He said it with swagger. He's trying to say anonymity with swagger.
What are you
swagger.
Doing, Woody?
He saw a wordplay game break out, and he wanted to get in with his pomposity is what happened. Let's do it again. I want to have one, but it needs to be a back and forth between Chris Cody and Jessica until someone messes up.
Amityville.
Anonymity.
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 Amityville.
Are we just going to keep going until we screw up?
Yeah.
All right, yes. You lose.
All right, Stugatz loses. Let's do funniest thing from the sports weekend.
Hey, people. Tell us what in the sport made you laugh hardest this weekend. It is a segment we call What Made You Laugh This Weekend. Ha, ha, ha.
But does he wish he was more famous? We'll get back to that later.
We like to have fun here.
Do you guys think Scott Hansen doesn't have fun or doesn't know how to have fun?
I think he's faking it some Sundays.
No
he can't
way.
Be that happy every Sunday.
I think he has fun everywhere.
I think when you have to announce that we're having fun, I'm not certain how much fun you're actually having.
We just like to have fun.
Mm. We're all having fun right now, but not all of us were this morning like, this is super exciting. We get to go to work today. Some days you're just like, oh, I got to go to work. But you turn it on. He turns it on better than anybody.
If you have time,
I don't know what you're talking about.
If you have time to say that you're having fun, you're not having enough fun.
Are you
right?
telling me TV is fake?
Maybe he's insecure thinking other people aren't having fun, and he wants to make sure, hey, we're having fun.
We're having fun.
It's an antiseptic studio. He's out there for 7 hours by himself. I don't imagine many people are getting very close to him. He's in a time capsule talking to himself, watching television nonstop, and he's not that much different than us, except he's in a suit, and that you feel dirty watching 7 hours of football like that. He's on the entire time. It's not a normal job to have, to be on calling 7 hours of snorted football cocaine like that, and he has to remind you he's having fun because he's all hyped up on caffeine and God knows what else because he can't go to the bathroom for 7 hours.
It is a lot like us when you put it that way.
That's a difficult job.
I could do it.
There it is. You can't do your job.
That would be hilarious to just see Stu God.
We should do it. We should do it. We should do it.
I'm throwing what we're going to do. Ask God to answer that question.
That's standard punishment. Stu God has to do red zone.
Let's go out to Rams. Chiefs are in the red zone.
We should have him do
one. He did nail that.
We're having fun here.
That's pretty good.
We should do that. We should absolutely televise the Stu God's red zone for 7 hours on a Sunday where he tries to do that job with all the television. Visions in front of it.
Okay, but it's not just we're going to go to Rams Chiefs. Right. Someone in your ear is telling you to go to Rams Chiefs.
Yeah, so it's even easier.
People, we're going to Titans Jags.
If there's anything Stu Gotts is great at, it's hearing things in and his head and saying
that. Yeah, exactly. Thank you, Chris.
To his point, I mean, he's not great at it. Do this. Right.
I'm okay at it.
He can handle it.
Yeah. So. Right.
I bet you Scott Hansen doesn't even know the names of all the teams.
What?
We're just having fun.
Tony, what was the funniest thing from the sports weekend? We have a whole bunch of stuff to choose from here. You get us started.
Dan, UFC 268 over the weekend. Usman versus Covington 2 was an absolute war. And in that war, the Huggy Bear, Chris Barnett, extra sized. Okay, did you see this, Dan? Did you see him?
Bob Huggins?
No, not Bob Huggins.
Great hugger.
Chris Huggy Bear / Beast Boy Barnett. He's a heavyweight clocking in at 264.
He's fat.
He is big.
Okay, hashtag Mutu.
Husky. And he gave a spinning leg kick that knocked out Gian Vellante. And then he did a front flip. But I don't know. If you haven't seen it, I'll send it to you so you can see it because I think you'd be proud of him.
Keep it moving.
I love when the fat guy gets keep it moving. Chris Cody,
what's wrong with this guy?
Shouted at him. It's a big fella was getting some love. Chris Cody, why would you yell at him to keep?
I honestly misheard. I thought he was throwing it back to you. If you saw it, that's why I misheard.
Keep it moving,
him.
Chris.
That was my fault. Keep it moving.
Sorry,
keep it moving.
Stay in the now.
We're having fun here.
Whittingham. We're having fun here. Whittingham. What is the funniest?
Just get
thing
a little jocular
weekend?
Every now and then. We'd like to have fun.
I
here
was
on
just
the red
joshing
zone.
You. James Harden's one-on-one attempt
so good.
Against the Philadelphia 76ers. He goes into the paint. He pulls back out. He drifts off to the right side. He loses his handle. He thinks he's going to have a backcourt violation, so he allows the Sixers guy to pick up the ball. He goes in and scores.
It was so great. He forgot how to play basketball. It was the laziest and clumsiest. It's something that would happen to us, except we would keep trying throughout the play. We would not forget that we had to play defense because we were embarrassed because we were dribbling too much and it ended up backcourt. He has been indisputably affected by the game changing the rules in his workplace, and it's made him go. He had one game where he had 19 free throws, but everything else, it's a whole lot of pump fakes that people aren't going for, Stu guys. And he was called for an offensive foul this week with one of those bogus moves that he has where he tries to lock up your arm on purpose. They're purposely legislating the you're not aesthetically fun right out of James Harden. They won't let him exploit that market inefficiency. It's unbelievable, and they've short-circuited him. Chris Cody, what do you got?
I was going to go with Frankie Edgar's face, but that's not funny.
Oh,
that probably hurt.
Come on.
So I'm going to go with the speed at which the Atlanta Braves buses were going during that parade.
Oh, what was that?
I was like, this can't be right, but I saw multiple different shots. Seems like they were just in a hurry.
Keep it moving.
How is it that that can be? How is it damn that you. They can be driving? I saw so many Keanu Reeves jokes. We didn't talk enough about the World Series. The fact the Braves won a World Series with 18 starting innings. From their pitchers. 18. They won six games. They got 18 innings from their starting pitchers. And all of those were Morton, I think. Or no, It was Fried, right?
Max Fried.
Was 11 of the 18 innings. Look at Sugatz flexing his
His first name.
Fried muscle.
One of their relievers.
That's weird.
One of their relievers almost got arrested during it because he was outside of the bus and a cop ran up to him and he was like, I'm Tyler Macsick. I'm a reliever for the Braves.
It's what Stugatz did at Moss on Saturday night. I'm Stugatz.
Honestly, if I was the cop and he's like, I'm Tyler Macsick, I'm gonna be like, all right.
Tell it to the judge.
Tell it to the judge.
That's a great line.
Tell it to the judge. Is Jessica is a police officer.
And I am the law. Get in there. Billy, they still call them paddy wagons?
The guy that says tell it to the judge absolutely still calls it. Put it on the poll, Guillermo, at Levitard Show. The person who says tell it to the judge still refer to it as a paddy wagon.
The Bucks parade also had a bus that was going really fast that we never really talked about. And I feel like it's all these teams that haven't won anything in a long time. They don't send the memo to the bus driver like, hey, you're supposed to go like 7 miles an
hour.
They
just drive at the regular speed, like to get the team from one place to the other.
Right. They're like, oh, we got to be over there in an hour. It's like, no. You're supposed to, like, the people outside are supposed to wave.
You
want to keep it moving.
You mentioned Stugatz. You mentioned the Bucks, Jessica. I saw your Knicks went into Milwaukee and won by 20.
Yeah.
And then they come home and lose to Cleveland. Cleveland's actually a little bit better. Cleveland has
they've gotten better.
They're not terrible. And then they lose by 20 at home. Cleveland also has in the box score a D Wade, except he's Dean. And he looks different than the D-Wade you're used to seeing in that box score.
Just want to say, I actually watched that entire Knicks-Bucks game. Giannis is a better free throw shooter now. Can't be counting down to 10 anymore.
But what the hell happened in that game? Milwaukee ended up getting up huge and the Knicks crushed them.
Yeah, they were good. They played really well down the stretch and like went on a big run and then the Bucks couldn't come back.
Bucks 4-6, little championship hangover, huh?
Have you guys seen Evan Mobley play at all? Because Cleveland doesn't deserve to have any good players.
Yeah. What? Just as a blanket statement?
Just because of the way they've run their organization when they don't have LeBron.
Between Garland, Sexton, Mobley, Mike, they've done a good job. Like, the team's decent. Allen's pretty good.
I know.
Billy, what's the funniest thing from the sports weekend?
Dan, after Lee Corso put on the Cincinnati Bearcats head, Cincinnati Bearcat put on a Lee Corso head.
Whoa. Yeah. We like to have fun.
Did you guys know that Ricky Rubio was still capable of 13 for 19 for close to 40 points? Is that a thing?
I don't know if he's ever been capable of close to 40 points. That doesn't happen often in his career.
That is not a thing.
I didn't know he was still in the league.
Yeah.
He's with that that Cleveland team.
Are they good?
It's a little better than you think it is. Yeah. Jessica, what was the funniest thing from the sports weekend?
The Mississippi Twitter account that tweeted out a tweet trolling Hugh Freeze after the game, and then they had to go and delete it because everyone at Mississippi got mad at them for going too far.
That bummed me out so much. They started talking about, even Lane Kiffin was like unprofessional, Bush League, and I'm thinking to myself, wait a minute. That dude got you good because you sold your soul and then fled the premises in disgrace and coached a game in which his team got shut out from a hospital bed. The reason that Mississippi's good is because of all the cheating that dude did to get you good.
Well, then, like,
what
but
are you
then
calling
other had,
people Bush League for?
They also had all the like sanctions from the NCAA, which are, you know, still having an impact on Mississippi's roster. So that some people in the shipping container didn't see the tweet. So Ole Miss Football tweeted, if you have complaints about this result, send it to lufootball@liberty.edu. If not, please do not slander these young men or insult their family. That's something Hugh Freeze tweeted like 4 years ago during the NCAA investigation. So then they tweeted it when they beat Liberty. And then they also posted a picture of Hugh Freeze coaching from said hospital bed and also deleted that. And Lane Kiffin had to apologize for all of it.
It's the reason your program's relevant now is because of all of the cheating that Hugh Freeze did before leaving in disgrace. Mike Ryan, what do you think? And incidentally, Stugatz, Florida is now 2-8 in its last 10 games against Power 5 schools.
Yeah.
Still in your top five?
No. But he's going to get fired, right, Meyer?
Mullen.
I keep calling him Meyer. I don't know why.
Don't worry. You don't need to know.
But he's going
to
get fired.
Yeah.
Todd Grantham got fired.
Mike Ryan, what was the funniest thing from the sports weekend?
Where was the mask when he met the media? Where was the mask? Where was the mask? When he met, when he went to that Halloween party, where was the mask? We killed Kyrie Irving last year for not wearing a mask when he was at that birthday party. We destroyed him, and nobody defended him. And now we're going to do the same thing with Rodgers. Where was the mask at the Halloween party? He was not vaccinated. Where's the mask? That's their league. If you want to play in their league, you follow their rules. He did not follow them. That needs to be punished. Why do you think the Green Bay Packers are being talked to by the National Football League? Because they did it right or they did it wrong? Because
his teammates actually care that he wasn't wearing the mask?
I don't care about the teammates. If I have to wear a goddamn mask when I go to an airport indoors and I can't live the life without a mask and I'm vaccinated, so should he.
That, my friend, is sports radio.
The good stuff.
When is too old to care about Halloween?
Never.
Really? 37 going all out with a costume is kind of like...
Yeah, I agree.
What about Legler?
True.
Kids, right? If you have
kids. Yeah, kids.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, so if you're childless, you shouldn't care about Halloween? That's ridiculous.
If you're dressing up...
What if you can't have kids, Woody?
What if you don't have a party to go to?
Can't have Halloween.
Halloween's not for you.
That was
I rest my case. Turn.
We're all having
terrible.
Fun.
I mean, you really
terrible
did.
Yeah, explanation.
But it suddenly became not fun. I mean,
yeah,
we were just trying to have a fun bit, though.
Yeah,
keep it moving, Chris.
Yeah. So 37, we're okay with, or we're not, or trying to get back on track if you can.
Stugatz, what was the funniest thing from the sports weekend?
The Big Ten.
Just
how bad the Big Ten is. There is not a single good football team in that conference. None of them. None of them are deserving of making the college football playoff. Not a one of them. And if one of them makes it, and I suspect they will lose by 4 touchdowns in the semifinal game. No one's good.
Stugatz is so confident of his opinions on college football. And I think, Mike Ryan, has he made his way? Is college football Stugatz made his way into your rankings of the top 8 Stugatzes that you do not like?
Yes, certainly.
Thank you.
Living in the now.
Appreciate it.
You like that fun.
Mm-hmm.
Your analysis, though, Stugatz.
They're bad, Dan.
Okay, so
I mean, you think the Big Ten is good? Any of those teams? Any of those teams?
Purdue's offense seems to be pretty good.
Right.
Like, are they flawed teams? Are they not Georgia? Yes, but your standard of nobody's good unless they beat Alabama and nobody who loses is good is an impossible standard. Like, you can't lose and be good, according to you.
Go open up the Big Ten standings.
Mm-hmm.
Let me know if any of those teams are named Alabama or Georgia. If they're not, then you're not going to win this.
One of them's named Ohio State. They lost at home to Oregon. I'm not certain how good Oregon is. Like, I just don't think the Big Ten's good. Like, every year it's Iowa 6-0. Oh, they're great. And then they lose. Then it's Michigan State. They lose. Michigan. They lose. Ohio State. They lose. They always lose, except for the time where Ohio State won a national championship.
With their third string quarterback.
Good. I understand good is a relative term, but you've only made good undefeated.
Well, I mean, is there any other kind?
Is he any different than what people in college football are doing? Isn't that what they're doing now? It's just Alabama, Georgia, they're the best teams, and if you're not them, you're not good.
Like, Wake Forest is not undefeated. They're a good team.
No, Mike, I understand they're
and
good.
And I love watching their offense. You wouldn't want to watch Wake Forest's offense against Georgia's defense?
No.
I don't think it would go the same way for them.
No, I don't want to see that.
No, but I think it's a good offense. Of course, it's not going to go the same way. It's not going to go. I don't think it's going to go that way for anybody against Georgia's defense.
I'll give you this. I'd rather see Pitt take on Georgia than Iowa take on Georgia than any of the schools than Penn State take on Georgia than any of those schools taking on Georgia. I don't like Big Ten football. I mean, that's
it.
Don't
apologize for it.
I'm not going to. I mean, you're not beating Alabama 3 yards at a time. You're not beating Georgia 3 yards at a time. Not happening. And stop telling me how good they are. They're not good.
So not good. Again, that's that. Okay, so, but not good. So there are two
I'll
good teams.
I'll give you Ohio State's
all right,
good.
No, you
and
know
that's
what?
It.
Okay, well,
good. I'm not great.
I'm not
good.
Even sure about that, actually, by your definition. But so who is good? Just tell me who in college football, name them.
Georgia's good. Alabama's good. And that's going to be the national championship game. This year, more so than any other year, there are two teams and everyone else.
Glad all Georgia had to do to be considered good by you is to have a historic defense this late
in the season. Well, Andy just gave it to you today. He was saying their schedule was soft 2 weeks ago. Apparently meeting Missouri by 37 is what does it for it.
Mm-hmm. I mean, we'll see when they play Alabama, of course. But for right now, in the moment, in the now, good. Two teams. You have a third?
Notre Dame has a quality loss.
I mean, Georgia, Alabama, or the field, Dan. Who do you feel more confident taking?
I mean, those are the betting favorites. And Georgia's minus 110. You're not saying any, but that's not, other people are allowed to be good, Stugatz, just because there are two that are overwhelmingly great.
No.
Okay, so the standard is great or you're bad? Just to be clear. So you're great or you're not good.
I'm not interested in who's good. Great? I'm interested in who's great.
So your standard is great or you're not good. That's
great
it.
Or I don't really care about you. Yeah. That's it.
Is Ole Miss good?
No.
Texas A&M good?
No.
They beat Alabama.
They both have two losses, though.
No, so. But is Texas A&M good or no? No, yes. Because Florida's good because they came within 2 points of Alabama. And now they've lost five.
Was then. This is now again. Living in the now. Remember the theme, live in the now, Dan.
Yes. Okay. Right. Thank you, Stugatz. I appreciate it.
UTSA is pretty good right now. But perhaps not in a week.
I'm going to nominate.
Roadrunners.
Thank you, Stugatz.
Beep. Can't look at them. Not going to look at them. We like to have fun. Is he still looking at me?
That Halloween conversation took a turn.
I mean.
All right, everybody. Mother's Day is officially around the corner. If mom's gift isn't already on the way, you've got hours, maybe even minutes to get it together. So head over to 1-800-Flowers.com right this second. 1-800-Flowers still has great last-minute deals on handmade bouquets, sweet treats, gourmet food, and one-of-a-kind gifts ordered easily and delivered fresh. You want to get mom something that shows your appreciation for all that she's done? We know you've been a knucklehead. She knows you've been a knucklehead. Please do better. Help your mom feel appreciated this Mother's Day. This is your last chance to lock in these Mother's Day deals. Only good while supplies last. Order today at 1-800-Flowers.com/Dan, D-A-N. That's 1-800-Flowers.com/Dan.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.